This is 1320 WILS. So let's get to what Attorney General Jeff Sessions said today. He basically called out sanctuary cities and states, saying if they don't change their policies, they're about to receive a lot less money. Let's begin with Bob Dane. He is the executive director of the Federation for American Immigration. Bob, great to have you on WILS.
Hi, Mike. How are you? Yeah, a little bright spot in today's news. Senator Sessions, Attorney General Sessions, announcing they're going to take a little bite out of these sanctuary cities, which are good.
Yeah. How much
the sanctuary city?
Is that enough for them to actually change their policies in declaring this?
I think so, because remember, the sanctuary cities are they're dangerous. They're counterproductive to reducing illegal immigration. They defy federal law. The politicians who put these things down are rewarding, aiding and abetting illegal immigration, and they're really sort of giving the middle finger to federal law enforcement, to the public. The message is clear. We don't care about immigration law violations. We're not going to cooperate with federal authorities. And if the public safety is put at risk, you know, that's just too bad. Sure. You know, the president has already given the cities who harbor these sanctuary policies, there are about 300 of them nationwide.
Right.
I think he's given them a fair warning, a cease and desist, and he cited the law. They're illegal under USC 1373.
Right. Tell me this.
So now he's using his federal programmatic impoundment authority to strip funds.
When you see, though, immigration activists, many of them from these communities, say, look, this is hurting our communities. They really see it totally differently than Jeff Sessions. What do you say to them?
Well, I don't know how it's hurting their community. I mean, the common argument, which is not accurate, is that having sanctuary cities enhances information sharing with the police. In other words, illegal aliens, if they know that they're not going to be deported, are more likely to share information with the police. But that is hooey. Because police have always had the authority, the autonomy to look the other way. There's no empirical basis for that argument. Anytime, there's virtually no instance that I'm ever aware of, and I've been on this issue for almost 15 years, mm-hmm. where an illegal alien has come forward to the police, reported a crime, and then was instantly deported. It just doesn't happen.
Okay. Now, but what does this change then, really? What are we going to see happening with this if we see sanctuary cities getting knocked out?
Well, we're going to see. I think we're in some for some fireworks. Here's why. On one hand, you've got sheriff's departments all over the United States who do want to cooperate with ICE and comply with detainers. The detainer is, by the way, ICE will send a request to a local jail that says, "Hey, you've got somebody in jail, and we want them after they complete their sentence. Mm-hmm. Hold them for 48 hours, and we'll come get them." You know, obviously the sheriffs and police want to do that so they don't release an illegal alien back onto the street. On the other hand, now the ACLU is suing all of these departments, as many as they can, claiming that the detainers are unconstitutional under the Fourth Amendment. Mm. They claim that ICE needs a judicial warrant from the judge. So the sheriffs are kind of caught, is kind of in between. Jeff Sessions is saying, hey, we don't want sanctuary cities, so we're going to strip funds. Well, that's, you know, that's good and it's overdue. Okay. But, of course, the sheriffs are caught in between.
Okay.
So, you know, ultimately the National Sheriff's Association has told the Department of Justice, guys, you got to give some clarity to this issue, because we've got to tell our sheriffs not to comply with detainers or they're going to get sued by the ACLU. You know, it's an unfair position.
Is the loss of money going to be enough, though, to make these cities, even like San Francisco, change their policies when it's so, you know, it's so fundamental to their philosophies?
Well, yeah. I mean, you've got sanctuary policies in Cook County, Illinois, and certainly San Francisco. Yeah, I mean, they're not going to take this lying down. You know, I think the president is going to have to go through sort of a four-step process here. He strips federal funds. Uh-huh. He concentrates federal enforcement efforts in their areas. He can use the Department of Justice now. Remember, Eric Holder is long gone. There's a new sheriff in town. And I think ultimately the president could, for some of these resistant areas, these pockets of resistance, hold local lawmakers accountable for aiding and abetting illegal behavior.
Okay. Here in Lansing, we're called a welcoming city. What does that mean to you?
Well, it means your politicians really don't abide with what their function is. I mean, the job of a an elected or appointed official's job is to allocate limited community resources to existing legal residents, not aid and abet the behavior of people who've broken the law. That just encourages more illegal aliens to come in and drain finite resources.
Right. Those who feel that it's inhumane, you know, to go after these communities and take them apart, what do you say to them?
A country that adheres to the rule of law and enforces those laws equally is ultimately the most humane. You know, in fact, our American orderly system of laws is one of the reasons millions of people come to this great country.
It is. Bob Dane, Executive Director of the Federation for American Immigration. Bob, it's been enlightening. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Mike. Do it again.